Chapter 79. Eric checked the action of his Glock and slid it into his holster. Sally and Tim were sitting at the kitchen table drinking coffee. Their carbines were on the table. Eric had broken the weapons down and checked and reassembled them and was satisfied that they were in good working order. He pulled up a chair and sat down with them.
Guys, if you want, you can pull out now. We're going to be driving to the airport, so you can call it a day.
You're letting us go? Asked Tim.
You're making it sound as if we've been keeping you hostage, said Eric.
He laughed and ran a hand through his hair.
Yeah, I suppose that's what we did. But you understand why, right? We needed to stay hidden, and we could hardly do that if you and Sally were back in circulation.
Tim raised his coffee mug in salute.
No hard feelings, he said.
You're not getting rid of me that easily, said Sally. I'm seeing this through to the end.
Eric grinned.
I kind of thought you'd say that, he said. And where she goes, I go, said Tim.
Sally looked over at him, smiled, and patted his hand.
Okay, great. Thanks. So, how does this sound? Sam, Louie, and I will take Flores out to the SUV. You and Tim can cover us from the window of the apartment. You'll have a good view of the street, and if we have a problem, you should be able to take care of it with the hecklers. Once we're in the SUV and on our way, you guys can get into the VW and follow us. Stay 100 yards behind us and protect our rear. We should get to RAF Northolt within half an hour.
Sounds like a plan, said Sally.
Tim nodded in agreement.
Great, said Eric. Give me your phone numbers and I'll give you mine.
They exchanged numbers. Then Eric stood up and headed for the sitting room. Sally and Tim picked up their carbines and followed him. Mendoza and Flores were together on the sofa in the sitting room. Butler was standing by the window, peering through the blinds at the street below.
Sam, get the windows open so that Sally and Tim can give us covering fire if necessary.
Butler nodded and raised the three blinds covering the windows. They were sash windows with brass screwable locks on the top. He undid the locks on the two side windows and opened them so that there was a gap of about a foot at the bottom. Eric waved for Tim and Sally to take up position. They knelt in front of the window and sighted through the gaps. They both had a clear view of the Ford Explorer.
Right, it's time to go, said Eric.
Mendoza stood up and helped Flores to his feet. Flores held up his bound hands.
Can't you at least take these off? He said. You took them off when I was eating my pizza and I didn't try anything.
You're still our prisoner, said Eric.
But I'm cooperating, and you're responsible for my safety.
We're just walking you to the car, said Eric. Nothing's going to happen.
Flores gestured at Sally and Tim with his hands.
So why are they there then?
Insurance, said Eric.
He nodded at Butler.
Okay, Sam?
Butler nodded and patted the gun in its shoulder holster.
Locked and loaded.
Right. We walk down the stairs and out into the street. We don't rush. We walk casually, but we keep our eyes open. We walk to the car. I get in the driver's seat. Sam, you ride shotgun. Louie, you're in the back with Mr. Flores. Sally and Tim will be covering us. Sally, Tim, first sign of a threat, you fire at least a warning shot. If you see attackers with guns, you shoot to kill.
Got it?
Got it, said Sally.
Got it,
echoed Tim. Eric smiled thinly.
Right. Let's do this, he said.